This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. If there's one thing that's captured how the abortion debate has changed in the last 2 years, it's ballot initiatives. In the 5 decades that Roe v. Wade was the law of the land, almost every abortion question on state ballots was put there by anti-abortion groups. Now the reverse is true. In the last 2 years, abortion rights activists have won 100%, 7 of 7, ballot initiatives. And this fall, voters in 10 more states will be asked to establish a constitutional right to abortion. A few of these new measures, in Florida, Missouri, and South Dakota, would do something that no ballot question has done so far: restore access to abortion where it had been almost entirely banned. Previous ballot initiatives have merely protected access in states where it already existed. Several measures will be tricky to pass. The one in Florida, for instance, requires a 60% majority. Most of the ballot measures amend a state constitution to reestablish the right that the Supreme Court established in Roe v. Wade: access to abortion until viability, when the fetus can survive outside the uterus. That's around 24 weeks of pregnancy. After that, the state could limit or ban abortion, except if the medical provider says it's necessary to protect the life of the mother. The stakes are highest in the states that restricted abortion after the court overturned Roe, and where Republican-controlled legislatures advanced anti-abortion policies, as in Missouri, Nebraska, and Florida. In some places, the ballot amendment won't change abortion policy, but will affirm or strengthen state law. In Montana, abortion is already legal until a fetus's viability, roughly 24 weeks of pregnancy, because of a 1999 state Supreme Court decision that found that the Montana Constitution's right to privacy includes medical decisions. But sponsors of this year's amendment say they need to enshrine that right in the Constitution so that lawmakers or justices can't undo it. Similar ballot questions in Arizona, Nevada, and Maryland will face voters this fall. More voters, especially women, now say abortion is their top election issue. A 55-year-old Bozeman man will face charges in a jury trial over allegations that he fired more than a dozen shots from a high-capacity, high-powered, semi-automatic rifle in a local neighborhood while drunk. John Gonzalez is charged with 3 counts of criminal endangerment. Each of the counts is a felony, punishable by 10 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Each count indicates a human life that Gonzalez is alleged to have endangered on March 8th. Gonzalez fired the shots about 10:40 p.m. on March 8th. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to Covered Wagon Mobile Home Park in Bozeman after receiving a call from Gonzalez, who said he heard a bunch of loud noises. The sheriff's office said the defendant, Gonzalez, advised that he would deal with it myself and then disconnected the phone call. Dispatch called the defendant back, and he stated he believed the noises were shotguns. There was another call to law enforcement from somewhere near the mobile home park, who reported the sound of gunshots fired in rapid succession near her home. The witness told deputies she had heard 3 strings of gunfire of about 5 shots each. Another bystander reported hearing about 15 gunshots and looking out a window to see Gonzalez leaving a shed wearing a tactical vest, ear protection, and carrying an AR-style rifle. 4 deputies arrived on scene. Gonzalez reportedly emerged from his home wearing a tactical vest with multiple AR-15 ammunition magazines. He was also wearing a pistol in a holster. Gonzalez was detained without incident by sheriff's deputies. Deputies saw an AR-style rifle behind Gonzalez's front door, and Gonzalez gave them permission to clear the rifle's chamber. Carbon residue and water condensation indicated the weapon had recently been fired. Officers seized an AR-15 rifle and 2 AR magazines, multiple handguns, ammunition, a shotgun, rifles, and a revolver from Gonzalez's property. Court services deemed Gonzalez to be low risk with only traffic-related offenses in the past. He is no longer being held in the county jail. His court date is January of next year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.